It's time now for House Call with Children's Nebraska. It's hard to imagine the 4th of July without fireworks. While they are fun to watch, they pose very dangerous risks to children. Pediatrician Dr. Tina Scott Mordhorst joins us today to talk about firework safety. Hello, Dr. Tina.
Hi, Terry.
So, Dr. Tina, what are the most common injuries you see related to fireworks?
Well, probably the most common injuries are fingers, facial injuries, hands. Unfortunately, eyes are often a concern. So there's got to be a lot of precaution around that. Obviously, most of these injuries are burns. Everyone believes a sparkler is a safe firework. It is not. It burns extremely hot, and children running with sparklers is incredibly dangerous.
What, Dr. Tina, are some alternatives parents can give young children and infants?
Well, you know, glow sticks are always an alternative. Pinwheels, anything that's fun. I'm telling you, give them a popsicle. They're going to be happy. My personal view, and those that of most physicians, is keep it to the professionals. Let the professionals handle this. They know how to do it. They're going to do a beautiful show. You can come and go as you want. Word of caution there, stay 500 feet back just because some of that shrapnel and debris does fall. But leave it to the professionals.
Okay, and what should parents or guardians do to seek medical help if needed?
You have to be very aware of what the injury is, right? So if you've got a burn and it's a first degree burn, very small area, a little bit of redness to the area, you really can just watch that, treat that at home. Second degree burns, they're more red, they've got some blistering, they can take a few weeks to heal. Usually don't require any visit to the ER, but really, really close monitoring. And then third degree burns always need medical attention. So if you've got a third degree burn, it's going to be a really bad looking injury with kind of white or charred skin around the edges, and it's going to appear deep. Those need to be seen. Other injuries that absolutely need to be seen, emergently, eye injuries. I would argue facial injuries. If there's any injuries on the hand, feet, or joints, you probably don't need to go to the ER depending on how severe and how big it is, but you will probably need to be seen. And it's really hard to assess, but if you have a child with an injury that's more than 10% of their body, it needs to be evaluated by a physician.
And finally, what can parents do to treat a burn that's mild?
So cool water, cool compresses, and the whole rubbing with butter and grease, and don't do that. Aside from it's just going to be uncomfortable and it's not going to be helpful, it could actually make it a little bit worse. You kind of always err on the side of caution when it comes to burns. If you are not sure, get in to see your physician and have them assess it and look at it.
Thanks, Dr. Tina. Dr. Tina Scott Mordhorst sees patients at the Children's Physician's Office in Plattsmouth. To find a Children's Physician's Office near you, visit childrensnebraska.org/primarycare.